Independent step offices are really cool because as you go from town to town, you switch into a completely different environment. Now, of course, sometimes you're in the same local calling area as you were last time, so that's the exception. Ken Lee, for example, was in the Wilson area, and, well, let's just say there have been more important stops on the trip than that one. But this time, we've now crossed into Centel territory, a different local calling area, a different phone company. And Centel, unlike Carolina Telephone, often uses these.
I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your directory assistance operator for assistance. This is a recording in Ramseur, North Carolina.
Let's dial zero and find out about the local calling area. When we get on the operator trunk and she hasn't answered yet, we'll hear a ringtone, which actually was not designed to be heard by customers. It's one of the power rings for party line ringing. 66 hertz, I think the highest frequency of 5 that were used to make it possible to have 10 phones on the same line not ring for each other's calls. The building the operators are in actually has a conventional independent audible ringtone, one of those type tones. And it's used for normal calls to the office, but then for special purposes, they will often use the power ring. We saw the same thing in Harrisonburg, where some of the power rings ended up being used on things like repair service or vacant level recording. Anyway, here's the operator. First time I hang up and call back.
Could you tell me, for future reference, what exchanges I can call locally here?
Well, you're in Ramseur, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's 824, right?
Right, okay, you can call 879-625-629-672.
Just a minute, 879-625-629-672.
Uh-huh. And, for local, I guess that's about it from where you are.
Okay, thank you much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we are local to Asheboro. Asheboro is somewhat interesting because it has a number of different entities in the same place. There's a step. There's also a pentaconta, which is a small ITT crossbar switch that sounds sort of like crossbar 5 turned inside out. There's another office, which I'm not sure what is, and then there's an NX1 for the long-distance service, all of which we'll call into from here. On our next stop, we actually get to dial from the pentaconta. But anyway, the first code she mentioned was 879 in Coal Ridge, which is actually a different phone company, the Randolph Telephone Membership Corp. The trunks to Coal Ridge are wire trunks, and they're pretty hummy. Coal Ridge is apparently a step, and here are a few calls to that place. What you just heard there was a subscriber answer, the click, partly erased because I ran the tape back and pressed record again. You'll hear that a few times, from here and other stops. Oh, that was a phone company test line. Here's the Coleridge reorder. By the way, sorry about the wow on those last two calls. I recorded from two payphones in Ramsar, and while I was at the first one, my tape recorder began to have a little problem with the spear read. But anyway, Coleridge is actually a part of the Asheboro local calling area, but its long-distance access goes through another place. Here's a call to Coleridge from my Long Island home, made in 1974. The dialing portion of the call is not included here. As you may have heard, that went through an NX1 tandem once it got to North Carolina. Now here's a call from the same place in Long Island to 879-0111. The 0000 group is not valid in Coleridge. So there you go, it's in the Asheboro area for local calling, but for long distance access, it's in the Siler City area, and it isn't even local to Siler City. Well now, from Ramsar, let's call the Asheboro STEP. Now you have the codes 625, 629, and 672 in Asheboro. 629 is the Asheboro STEP, and that's actually what the other two codes go through, because as soon as you dial 6 from here, you go into that Asheboro STEP. Let's dial a 6. And then try to dial a digit that's a vacant level.
Directory Assistance Operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your Directory Assistance Operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry.
Well, two things about that. First of all, that is one of the classic Jane Barbie recordings from the early part of her career. See, when she first started doing recordings, and this was true of all the recordings she had in the network up until 1974, whenever it said, "I'm sorry," there was an exclamation point after the word sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
As in, "Hey, Jane, you're standing on my foot."
I'm sorry.
Well, you're obviously shocked about it. I'm sure you didn't mean it. Then suddenly in 1974, the intonation changed, and then there was a second generation of Jane Barbie recordings that came out, which had a more typical intonation. The one here in Ramsar is an example.
I'm sorry. We're unable to complete your call as dialed.
Now, by the time they changed the text in 1975 to "We're sorry," Jane had completely changed her ways, and so, as a result, there's not a single Jane Barbie recording out there that goes, "We're sorry," with an exclamation point.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's good work anyway. Now, the other noteworthy thing about that last call is that we didn't get T-Carrier to Asheboro. which is really nice because we have now left Carolina Telephone, both faces of it, completely, and we're back in the rest of the independent world where open wire carrier is still used to a significant degree. Most of the trunks to Asheboro are analog, and the two trunks we're about to get are. I'm not sure, however, exactly what type of analog system it is, because open wires weren't just used for O-carrier, which is definitely recognizable. There were other carrier systems. In fact, there were systems that had a single voice channel that didn't even convert to radio frequencies, and then on top of that, three more that were in the radio frequency range. That was a system called C-carrier. And it's just an example of how these open wires could be used in various and sundry ways that it's really hard to tell which are. I will say this, Asheboro and Ramsar are 10 miles apart, and the trunks that sound sort of like wire trunks that you would have in the Bell system.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
They just don't have the same resonance at all. They also don't have any of those squeals that are associated with neighboring trunks oscillating while idle. I didn't hear a single one on the whole tape. I mean, the trunks over to Coal Ridge sound like regular old conventional cable pair trunks.
We're sorry, you've reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
But the trunks to Asheboro, some of them sound like a wire trunk with no resonance. Others sound like an extremely quiet type of carrier trunk, very much like the Mystery Type 1 that we heard in Harrisonburg. And then there's some others that sound sort of like T-carrier. And that's the way it was. I can tell you this much. The Bell system didn't have these, simply because in my day, you never had Bell system open wire lines. I think they got rid of them earlier than the independents did, with the exception of Carolina Telephone, which also appears to have gotten rid of their open wires early. I only heard trunks like these in areas where you would see those open wire lines running along the roadways. Anyway, the next two calls are to a ringing number in 629, the Asheboro Step, and then after that we'll call a reorder. Both of these go over the trunks that sort of sound like wire lines, but where's the resonance? Could be the voice frequency channel of a C-carrier system, but who knows? On this next call to a ringing number in the Asheboro Step, listen after each audible ring tone, and you may hear the power ring. That's the signal that is really ringing the telephone, which in this case is out of phase, though not out of sync, with the audible tone. And here's a vacant number in 629. This actually goes off hook, i.e. charges for the call. Of course, I'm calling from a post-pay coin phone, so it kinda doesn't matter. But anyway, the audible ring is answered by a solid off-hook condition, and then you hear the power ring until the recording gets around to the beginning.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry.
By the way, the power ring tone they used as a sound effect on the Intercept trunk is the 33 Hz power ring. So the antiquated 66 Hz power ring was used for the operator, and on Intercept they used 33. I'd guess they only did that as a matter of convenience. It was probably easier to hook those up wherever they were at the time than to take the trouble to hook this up. Here is another call, this time to the 625 Pentaconta, that ends up giving us both an audible ring and a power ring, and we'll see what frequency it is. To call 625, you dial 6, that goes into the Asheboro step. The 2 is absorbed, and then the 5 cuts into the Pentaconta. As we dial the last 4 digits, you don't hear any step noises, of course, and then some Pentaconta-ish clicks occur after the last digit.
The mobile unit you called is out of range or not in service at this time. Please call again later. Thank you.
There's another case where you hear a power ring on Intercept, this time alongside the audible ringtone. Sounds like it's 66 Hz again. Same as the operator. Here are a couple of ringing numbers in 625, the Pentaconta. I'm going to try to listen carefully right before it starts ringing for the clicks, because those are distinctive to the Pentaconta switch. And Asheboro has this other code, 672, that I want to compare it to. Maybe it'll tell us whether 672 is the same, or some other type of switch that's hard to identify. Another thing to listen to on these two calls is the trunk. It is very quiet. It has some ghostly crosstalk on it. And it doesn't sound really like anything the Bell system has to offer. I'm pretty sure that this is one of the carrier circuits on a pair of open wires. Here's a call to the time number, which happens to be in 625, the Pentaconda. And for some reason, this coin phone didn't cut off my mouthpiece when it answered. I don't know why.
National has been helping folks in Randolph County for over 65 years.
Time 10, 53. Temperature 65.
Here's a busy number in the 625 Pentaconda. This call and the next one go over a trunk that has a type of distortion that sounds a little bit like T-Carrier, but I don't think it really is T-Carrier. We probably did get a real T-Carrier trunk, however, on that second call to the operator. Now here's an intercept call in 625, a regular intercept number.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina.
You might have noticed the supervision flash there. You know, this is an independent phone company. Supervision flashes are really not a good thing for independent phone companies to do, because they're the ones that so often use NX1s as their outgoing toll tandems, and NX1s charge the customer when they get that. In fact, speaking of NX1s for outgoing toll tandems, I'm going to dial 1 plus 212-555-1111. And you'll notice that the call does get through, thanks to the fact that it's an NX1 that is handling the 1 plus traffic here, and 555 still doesn't ticket. You'll also hear the typical NX1 cut-through noise, that, as the call is progressing. So there's an NX1 switch on the 1 level here, and that is the Asheboro toll tandem, apparently. I don't know whether it is a separate or the same entity as 672, because, well, let's make some calls to 672. When you dial 6, you go into the Asheboro step, the 7 goes right into the 672 office, whatever it is, and then the last 5 digits are dialed right into it, and of course it doesn't make any sound until you dial the last digit, and I want to try to listen to those clicks. I guess we can start out by dialing 67 and just waiting for the switch to time out, because it will. We'll see how long it takes. Six and a half seconds, that's a pretty short timeout time. Here's a vacant number in 672. I'll try to notice the click after we dial the last digit.
Not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry, the number you've reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance,
there was the trunk with those ghostly voices again. Now what's the problem here? They spent all that money to get a good Autochron announcement machine for the Step and the Pentaconda.
This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina.
So I guess all they could afford was a cheap answering machine for 672.
This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina.
I don't know. But anyway, here's a ringing number in 672. This one is, well, there's dial pulse crosstalk on the trunk from the Step to the 672 entity that starts as soon as I dial the 7, and so since that's still going when I hit the last digit, it's a little hard to separate that out from the clicks the switch makes when it starts to ring, but this is what we've got. Alright, now that we've heard the ring and the intercept, we can get one thing straight. 672 is probably completely separate from the Asheboro NX1 that is used for toll. The reason I say that is that you'll see. I'm going to dial 111. The first one goes into the toll trunk, the next two digits amount to a vacant code, and you'll see what the toll machine uses as its ringtone and its intercept recording.
Is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your directory assistance operator. This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina. I'm sorry.
Okay, so 672 rings like this. The Asheboro Toll NX1 rings like this. 672's intercept is...
This is a recording in Asheboro, North Carolina.
While the Asheboro Toll NX1 has...
I'm sorry.
Complete with an NX1... You hear that little sound right before the recording starts? NX1s do that. That's so cool. Apparently it is part of the relay arrangement that hooks the recording into the intercept trunk. It's not inherent to the announcement machine itself, because obviously we're getting this very same announcement calling in from the Step and the Pentaconda, and it doesn't do that when you come in those ways. So now we know something about NX1 intercept. That noise, it's the relays that switch from the audible ringtone to hearing the recording. Boy, if I keep digressing like this, we'll never get to Asheboro. But anyway, these two switches are almost certainly distinct. I was hoping that maybe 672 was, some sort of NX1E that didn't make the usual delay before the ring or something, but nah, they seem to be separate. So maybe 672 is a separate Pentaconta. We know 625 is. So we've already heard a ringing number in 672. And here's one in 625. Here's another 625. Yeah, that's a side-by-side comparison, removing all the dialing-associated clicks. And you see, the 672 makes basically one cluster of clicks, and the 625, the known Pentaconta, makes two. Boy, what a technical analysis this is. So just the sound it makes when it starts to ring, I don't think 672 is a Pentaconta unless there are different varieties of them. Let's quickly compare the sound of the two switches going to reorder. Here is 672 going to reorder. And here's 625. Now just the two clicks. Yeah, see, even those are not the same. That's a hard comparison to make because of EQ differences, but they're not the same. My guess is that 672 is some sort of a crossbar switch, but that's about as far as I can guess. Well, this stop at the independent step is taking a long time, mostly because I'm talking a lot. In any case, let's quit now while we're ahead, and in the next program, we'll cover things like the long-distance dialing, which, well, we can at least hear the long-distance equipment operating to a certain extent, and then we'll see what we can do with the callback circuit, and that's actually going to include at least one thing that hasn't been done up to this point, as far as posted tapes goes. Anyway, the rest of Ramsur is next.